Hey everyone, welcome back. Another episode of The Next Stage. I hope you guys are all doing great. I hope life is treating you well. I hope love has somehow gotten into your heart, and I hope that you're somehow reaching out to someone to do good. I hope this episode you just learn a lot about nutrition. We had the honor of having on Vice President of Van Duren Farms, and that was Jeff Van Drunen. Super exciting to have him on and just be able to learn so much about the food industry, learn so much about the nutrition, health, learning about beets, beta alanines. It was just super exciting. I hope you guys enjoyed this, and it was just a very insightful and to learn all about it. So hope you guys enjoy. Catch you later. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good.
It's so nice great
to meet you.
It's so great to meet you, you know, through, you know, even still just talking on the phone.
Can you hear me okay?
It's a little echoey. It sounds like you're in a pool.
Yeah, hold on here. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah, no stress.
I got a microphone here. Let me see if this thing helps.
Yeah, that'll probably help with the sound quality a bit. It was kind of echoey back there.
How's your daughter? How old is she?
She's a year and a half. Well, just over a year and a half. So, yeah, just getting her all ready for her nap time. And that's then when I kind of go to work, you know, get to doing podcasts or get to painting or get to training. So...
Here, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, no problem.
Not always podcast ready here. Is that any better?
Yeah, it's a little better.
All right.
Awesome. Well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, glad to be here.
I think this is super cool. We have a mutual friend within, you know, Allie Murphy. And I was talking to Allie, and she's all about fitness and health and always sending me a bunch of Koya green products to stay healthy. And she was like, TJ, you got to meet Jeff. And I'm like, all right. She's like, no, you got to have him on your podcast. He is a go-getter. You know, a rad dude and just always up to some cool stuff. And I think this is really exciting. This is why I did the podcast, was to, you know, see your new stories and to talk to people and to connect and just see how it kind of, you know, things go around. And, you know, I never wanted it to just be based around cyclists or athletes or, you know, I wanted to be able to talk to everyone and be able to hear what everyone's kind of offering to this world, because I think it's pretty special. So I'm pretty excited to have you on. And usually I don't like to do a whole lot of research prior, just because I like to keep it super raw and authentic with it, you know, asking questions. And just because I always feel like my guests, they don't do research prior. So they were going to be asking the same questions kind of in their head. So I would love if you could almost kind of give an introduction of yourself and kind of give us a little bio.
Sure. So, yeah, I'm Jeff Van Drunen and the president of Futureceuticals and Sir. So we've had a family business that I've been involved with basically since I graduated from college. And we really, still today, but we started out in the farming business. And soon in my career, the main thing we started growing were culinary herbs. And that sounds strange because we're located south of Chicago on the Illinois-Indiana border here. People are like, you know, where do you really grow the herbs? You know, and we're like, we grow them right here in Illinois. They're like, you don't grow them in California? It's like, no, we grow them here. So we got started out in this herb farming business. And really growing herbs on a kind of an industrial scale on some large farms. And we started growing these herbs for food processing companies. And so we're growing basil, chives, parsley, cilantro, dill, and we harvest the herbs every day in the summer, 24/7, and then we freeze and process these herbs and supply them as ingredients, fresh frozen ingredients to food processing companies. So that was kind of the beginning of the journey in growing and supplying our type of customers with 100% natural, healthy ingredients. And from there, we started really more in starting to dry the herbs. And then once we figured out this freeze drying process that we were using to dry the herbs, we slowly started drying more fruits and vegetables that we didn't grow on our own farm here. And so over the last 30 years, we really have got more into the processing side of the food business than in the growing side. We still are farmers and we still grow a lot of culinary herbs, but now our main products are strawberries and blueberries and kale and spinach and that kind of thing
Wow.
that go into, everything from your morning breakfast drink to baby food ingredients to ingredients for raspberries and chocolate bars and that kind of thing. So that was really kind of the genesis of the business side of my story.
That's when I did type in your name to kind of pull up a little bit, that was the first website that came up was the Van Duren Family Farms. And I clicked on, learn about the video at the bottom. And it described exactly what you said. I mean, you have this beautiful farm. Your family has this beautiful farm, you said in Illinois, and really, really awesome. And I mean, so how did you guys get from, I guess, from just growing your herbs and then like, oh yeah, let's get into the fruits. And was that just a natural growth for you? The next stage was get into more foods.
So I spent the first 3 years of my career as a food processing engineer, you'd say. So I built our first production plants to do the drying of the herbs and then the fruits and vegetables and also the freezing of these products. And the market for natural, healthy fruit and vegetable inclusions was just starting to get rolling at that point.
What year was that?
That was in about 2000 when that was actually in the late 80s when we were doing that, when we got started in the
And the herbs.
initial drying of herbs and then the fruits and the vegetables. But at that time, people's willingness to pay for, freeze-dried strawberries in their cereal wasn't as high as it is today. So people have more disposable income today, but they also have a lot more interest and knowledge about incorporating, healthy, whole, natural fruits and vegetables into their diet today. And I think that over the last 30 years, that education process and that understanding of the health benefits of fruits and vegetables has really grown. And so people ask, like, how'd you get started in this business? It seems like it's, a popular place to be right now. And we're like, well, that's where we
You started
started. And
it.
actually, we don't know how to do anything else. We just happen to be in the right place at the right time, I guess,
Yeah, that's remarkable. I me and my wife, we use like I said, the Coya products with the powders, the powder fruits and vegetables, and I use it every day in my green smoothie. And since kind of applying more and more of that, like I just feel as well, like every year, kind of like you said, knowledge and education is growing in our society about, our nutri our food and what we should be putting in our bodies. And I think with these freeze-dried products, it's almost like there's no excuse not to, it's so easy and it's so nice. And simple. It's fantastic.
Yeah, the Koya products are a good example. That's just a fantastic product, and it's such an easy way to incorporate more fruits and vegetables into your diet with a product like
Is that your guys's powder
that.
in it?
So Marcus Houtsma started Koya, and it
Okay.
was kind of born out of what he learned and contributed here at Futraceuticals. And
Oh,
so
okay.
he at one point said, "Hey, you know, there's all these great ingredients, and as a whole natural inclusion that people can put into their smoothie, into their diet, there's nothing like this really available on the marketplace." So he I encouraged him. He stepped up and he's like, "You know, I think I'm going to start my own company, and I'm going to find a way to bring these super wholesome fruit and vegetable products to the world." And so he's just been killing it, and he's just doing a fantastic job. So I just love seeing
Yeah.
the progress that Marcus is making with his Koya company.
Yeah, it's definitely real good. I noticed in the video, your family's video about your farms and everything, it said that you're almost in every single some one of your products is somehow almost in every single supermarket. How like what maybe elaborate that more.
Again, every single aisle of the supermarket. Yeah. So, you know, we just have a very small inclusion in a lot of different products. And so,
That's
you know,
incredible.
everything from dried vegetables and instant cup of soups to these oatmeal cups that you'll see, you know, where you just add the hot water, but they have pieces of
Yeah.
freeze-dried blueberries and strawberries in them. A lot of products, obviously, on the cereal slash granola aisle. As far as frozen foods goes, you know, the IQF herbs are used pretty extensively in frozen entrees and frozen pizzas. So we also do a line of
Oh
like
my.
fire roasted vegetables that are nice to put as a topping on, you know, the higher end frozen pizzas, that kind of thing. We
Yeah, that's
make inclusions
amazing.
for
That
baby
is.
food, you know, like the dried baby food. A lot of that has fruit in it now, so you can buy dried baby food that has small pieces of peach in it, for example, or apple in it. So all different applications like that.
Yeah, that's incredible to be. I mean, that's just. So you have to deal with something like that so big on such a grand scale is really amazing. And you said you've kind of stepped away from the family farm business with dealing with that, and then even like Ali kind of mentioned, you've started doing your own supplement and nutrition company as well, or is that Sir and
Yeah, so what happened next is that in about 2000, we really saw that there was a need in the dietary supplement industry to supply higher quality raw materials to the dietary supplement industry. So at that time, you know, the quality control and the quality of the ingredients that were sometimes being used were pretty low. And we had all these super high quality materials that we could standardize. You know, for example, if you take blueberries, blueberries are blue. The blue color in the blueberries is anthocyanins. And we could actually produce a really high quality blueberry powder that was much higher in this blue phytochemical that's so healthy for you. And we could standardize to a high level of anthocyanins and blueberry powder, which nobody else could do. And so we really found our niche to sell a super high quality, standardized set of fruit and vegetable, whole fruit and vegetable, and fruit and vegetable extracts to the dietary supplement industry. And so that was really the birth of Futraceuticals. And shortly after that start, we realized that there was a lot of very unique opportunities to discover how these phytochemicals actually work in the human body. And so we invested heavily in the biology behind how these phytochemicals work in the human body. And that was the birthing of Futraceuticals. And so since then, we've been researching phytochemical activity in the human body And these phytochemicals all come from fruits and vegetables.
Wow. That's yeah, that's incredible. I mean, you're so busy. I can't even believe all that you're kind of take. And where are you at? Where are you actually in this, in the scheme of all this with the farming and the supplement company, the supplement, and like where do you kind of spend your day
So
to
my
day?
day-to-day, I really love product development. I love being heading up the R&D department at our company, and working also with the sales department and the customers trying to understand their needs and interests. So I'm really more the process, creative, product development, R&D guy. So that's really like where I like to spend my time. And then obviously the other half of the day is filled with running the business type activities.
Yeah, with Sir Immunity and starting that, wanting to create something fresher and healthier, were you doing that for any particular, like, were you living that healthy lifestyle or active lifestyle that you're like, all right, I need to have a better, vitamin in my life, a better supplement, because also doing some research on, Sir Immunity, it sounds like it's a extremely great product for athletes or cyclists.
Yeah, so I've always had an interest in health and fitness. I guess one of the main turning points was shortly after we got started in this dietary supplement manufacturing side of our business is that I read an interesting book. I don't know if you ever have heard of the book, The China Study, but The China Study
No.
is a book about in China, everybody's Chinese. It's not a melting pot. They're all pretty uniform. It's not like the US. And they studied over the course of, I think it was 60 years, they did a gigantic study and they followed how as people turn to a Western diet, basically eating less, fruits and vegetables and more of a Western processed food diet, how it impacted their health, and they could track this very carefully. It was a huge study. I believe it was like 600,000 people in the study over the course of 20 years. And the profound changes that took place when people switched from a land-based fruit and vegetable substance diet to the Western diet. I mean, it was as far as certain kinds of cancers, heart disease, blood pressure, glucose, diabetes. I mean, it was like the difference between, the incidence of a
Life and
smoker
death,
and a
honestly.
non-smoker getting lung cancer. I mean, it's that
Yeah.
dramatic. But the China study really, after reading that book, and that's really what got me even more enthusiastic about eating, a much healthier diet.
Are you what type of diet do you apply to your own life? I'm just
I wouldn't say
curious.
we're strict vegetarians. We do eat fish once in a while and some, wild venison, but for the most part, my wife and I are eating a very heavy fruit and vegetable based diet, mainly vegetables. So, there's a lot of kale and Swiss chard and collard greens being consumed at our home.
Yeah.
So yeah, we really,
Sweet
yeah,
potatoes,
it's really a
broccoli.
plant-based diet, but I'm not a smoker. I'll eat a piece of
Yeah.
tuna once in a while,
That I would say that's exactly how me and my wife eat. We'll have some salmon or tuna, but not any meat. And she's been doing it for a while, and I just kind of started this year. And honestly, I just feel just more cleansed. I feel not as oily. I don't feel as bloated. I feel that I, just have a little bit more energy. And I just like to think, you just kind of like you said, once when you were living in a kind of an American diet, eating so much meat and, you know, say like burgers or steaks and fry, all that. And, you know, people wonder why they have so much stress. They wonder why they have so much anxiety. They wonder why they have, you know, like you said, all this heart conditions or diabetes. And it's like, this is something that, you know, I hate to say it, but it's like those can be solved. Like those can be solved by eating a healthy diet. You know what I mean? And it's like, I stopped really eating also the meat mainly because just thinking about, you know, animals, you know, those chickens or cow, whatever, like in those
Right.
ca you know, cages and just tortured. And when you're thinking about it, because I'm very spiritual, I meditate about 30 minutes every day, do like Wim Hof stuff, so go like pretty, I try to go deep with it. And ever since doing that, it's really helped me open my, like, to apply that to my life, like, you know, started looking at my whole life as like, you know, instead of just throwing things in my body or food, like make it, you know, exact, like what is it going to be for? You know, make it real, make it authentic, so your body's going to actually use it to thrive. And it's actually funny, the less meat, you know, since not eating meat, I've had less sugar cravings. I've eaten less sugar. I've noticed that. And but I totally think as well, like when you, because I live in Utah and hunting is really popular. And you know, for me, like you kind of said, like eating wild, you know, pheasant, like
Yeah.
you know, bird or something. And it, like for me, if you went out and hunted it, and you know, got that animal is out in the wild, living its best life. Like, and you know, whether you hunted
Right.
an elk with a bow, and it's like that animal is going to be full of strong,
That's
like,
for sure.
energy and nutrients. You know, like that animal is not going to be the
No.
supermarket chicken that was tortured and fed with. That's the thing too, is like these animals are fed this ter like worst diet, you know. And so it's like, wait, you're eating this thing that really is
Exactly.
like the middleman to your, and so you're like, wait, I'm just eating garbage that this animal ate. So really it's just garbage covered up, honestly. And I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to get on anyone's case, or I never preach about like my diet, because like I just think people will come to it when they come to it. And it's like, people also, like, we've with an American and Western culture, we're always about kind of that fast fix rather than actually looking at our real issues. You know, like, why am I having these headaches? Well, maybe because you're drinking 50 sodas a day, you know, or maybe because you're drinking diet sodas with all these chemicals, or maybe because you're you know, staying up till 4 a.m. and watching, you know, The Bachelor. And I just think it's like, wow, if you apply these simple things in self-care, and you apply that to your nutrition as well, like it's massive.
It's funny, you know. For a while, my wife and I went to a strictly vegan diet. And actually, that year I was the strongest I've ever been on the bike. So I probably should consider going back to that. But we totally, you know, it's so easy to underestimate, you know, how much meat and animal products you do consume. I mean, people just underestimate how much they're consuming, and you really have to make a conscious effort to say, hey, you know, I really don't need all this, and what I do need is more healthy plant materials and a plant-based diet. And so
That's how I view it, is that it's, I mean, I was there, I'm there still sometimes, you know. And it just comes down to, you know, us just being lazy about it. And I think that's something that needs to be taught in, like, that I think there's a lot of things missing in our education, but I think real nutrition is missing heavily. Learning that in grade school about like how to cook simple vegetable, like all just real, how to eat simply like that, and just see what's, you know, because it's just crazy how you just see obesity rise in this country, and then it's just like more pharmaceutical pills are created, more things are pushed out. And it's like, man, if we really could just go back to eating, and like I said, eating powder or freeze-dried fruits and vegetables is just, I think, a savior for our civilization in a day and age where
And
we're
it's
always on
tricky
the
because,
run.
you know, A lot of it depends on how you grew up and what you're used to. And it's hard to change those habits, when that's been the norm. So takes time.
Well, and it applies to stress as well. A lot of people will feel so much stress that, I mean, then they just turn to food to,
Right.
control that. And so, but like I said, there's, I think a lot of times in our culture, we don't focus enough on exercising and our food and, yeah. So, but, yeah. So, now, I kind of want to flip over to your other company,
Sure, yeah.
sorry, the Sir. Well, and then also
Yeah, so we have
Better
two
Than
products
Peanuts.
now in our Sir product line. The first one is called Alt Red, and that's this betalain extract that's made from red beets.
And why is that? Why is that
Yeah, so
better, or
it's an interesting
what is that going
story.
to
So
do
we
for us?
had spent 10 years trying to figure out how to extract betalains from beets. And in this clinical discovery biology lab we have, we found some very interesting health benefits to betalains. And so what we do is we can actually give a product to people, a food product or a simple extract, and we can look at 10,000 different changes in gene expression, cytokine, chemokine panels, every different blood target and marker. And we can actually look at when you consume a product, what actually happens in real time in your body. And when we looked at betalains, we realized that betalains have some pretty profound effects on different functions in your body. But when we looked a little bit deeper, we realized that nobody had ever figured out how to extract betalains from anything because, in the extraction process, the betalains are very fragile and they basically fall apart, and nobody could figure out how to do it. So, we spent 10 years trying to figure out how to extract betalains out of red beets, and we did figure it out and how to stabilize those betalains in the process, not to lose them. And it's a super concentrated betalain extract. So beets have about 0.2% betalains in them in the raw material form. And this material is 25% betalains that are extracted from red beets. And once we develop the product and the process, the original discovery we made was that this really turned down inflammation, especially in your joints. And so we spent 2 years and we did some clinical studies on people with, the very early stages of joint pain and arthritis, pre-arthritis conditions. And the results were really amazing. We had some other joint discoveries that we made, but this was a much stronger effect. And so I had a lot of friends who are marathon runners and triathletes, and sometimes they're hobbling around and they have a sore knee or a sore hip. And so I would give them samples of this material that we were developing, and we still didn't know, when we were going to start marketing it. And I mean, they would call up every time, like 2 weeks later, like, what is this stuff? And where can I buy
I
it?
need
And
more.
I'd be
Give
like,
me more.
well, you can't buy it here because we don't sell it. We're just working on it. But I said, I have plenty,
Got them hooked and
Just quit
then
making
cut them
this stuff.
off.
I'm
Oh
like,
my
well,
gosh.
I've got plenty for samples, don't worry, So that was really what started it, is
So.
that we were thinking about this for a joint health product, but sure.
That's amazing. My niece, when she was around like 3 or 4, she developed I forget the specific name of it,
Yeah.
but it's like arthritis for children. And she has to go get shots every month. to help with it. And I mean that's incredible that that can. I didn't know beets only had
Point
what you
two.
said, like what, 2%?
Yeah.
Point two, and yours has 25. So what does that feel? You said you were able to see that in real time. Were you, did you, what, hook up like an athlete to a treadmill or something and have them take it, and you're able to see how it affects like their inflammation during
Well,
that
in
like
the yeah,
workout
in this
or
clinical discovery phase, what we do is we actually just give it to a sedentary person. And all we're looking at is blood targets, blood markers, so markers of inflammation in the body, how they're changing, genes that turn on and off inflammation in the body, for example. So there's a whole host of different markers you can look at. And so we're just looking at give a person the product and see what changes are happening in real time. So basically, you give somebody the product, you take their blood every 15 minutes, and you monitor changes, for example, in gene expression. And the gene expression panels can look at, 10,000 different gene changes at once. And so that's what we use just to discover what's going on in the body. And then from there, we could say, oh, based on that, if we did a clinical study, here's what we'd expect to find because we know this is what's happening. Now we have to actually prove it out in a clinical study and publish this information. So the initial screening is just to understand what it's doing in the body, but that's not a full clinical study, double blind crossover placebo controlled study that you finally need to actually confirm what you've discovered in a true clinical study. So with all right, so then what happened is that I mean, I was doing a lot of cycling at the time and doing a lot of reading on cycling. I was actually reading The Secret Race by Tyler Hamilton.
No way. I just did
That's a
his
great book.
podcast
I really enjoyed
last
reading
week.
that book. And
Yeah, I read it, and to be able to talk to him, it was just, you're just like, wow, this is super,
so after reading
super
that
cool.
book, that's really what got this Alt-Red product off the ground for athletes because I had been taking this product and reading about how they're looking at hematocrit levels and they're trying to keep them at 50 or less and all this kind of thing. And we had been noticing a few changes in hematocrit in some of our studies, but more than that, every time I would take the product or my cycling friends would take it or these marathon runners, triathletes, they're like, man, I'm a lot stronger when I take this product. And at first, we thought it was because over time it increases your hematocrit level. So we decided to do some clinical studies on athletes, and we've done three of them so far on athletes, triathletes, runners, and cyclists. And through doing these studies, we've discovered that the main action that these beta lanes, yeah, they're anti-inflammatory, they're good for your joints, but the main action they have as far as athletic performance is all around their ability to stimulate your body to produce a unique stable form of nitric oxide. And this stable form of nitric oxide lasts for as much as 12 hours in your body and increases your blood flow pretty dramatically. And so oxygen uptake, blood circulation, blood distribution, and endothelium performance has improved so much that the results were pretty astounding as far as with the runners, they all ran 3% faster, like in a 5K time trial. And
Yeah,
Even on a
that's a
recovery run the
lot.
next
That's a
day
lot.
without taking any product at all, on the study with triathletes, They were running 3% faster the next day, even on a recovery run when they did another 5K time trial after doing a 10K the day before.
Where do you see the potential? Like, is there a limit of this, like how much you can take? Like, where do you actually see that these like beta, it's the beta, like where do you think they can take you? Or eventually, because I feel like this is pretty early research,
Well,
correct? I mean, I feel like this is such a great, I mean, you're hearing all this and you're like, oh man, like, because I've been saying the last few years, like, with doping in the past and drug use in the past, it's now coming down to, science like this to help riders find a way to, boost athletic performance naturally, and so it's just like, I even heard the other day of like on the Joe Rogan Experience where they're talking about genetically, creating athletes and adding things, and it's like I could see that as well. It's just like this, adding these, supplements into your diet where, I mean, like you see now in the Tour de France, riders are doing better times and performances, all healthier. But I mean, this is the stuff that I feel like, the top, they don't want you to
That's
hear about.
true.
You know what I mean? Or like, they want you to hear about it 5 years later, or it was the same thing with, like, I remember the ketones when what was Sky, they were taking it, and then like eventually this a couple years later they let out that they were taking it, and it's all natural, but it's the science shows what a massive gain it is. And same with your studies in science, and it's just where do you think, I mean, where do you think you'll be growing with
It's up in
this,
the air. I mean, we
or
like
is that just up
to,
in the air?
we have our group of dedicated customers who love the product, and I'll see the benefit from taking it. I mean, it's very high-level athletes who are the first ones who started using it, and that group gets broader and broader. But as far as being able to push yourself in a workout, not feeling as fatigued, the perceived exertion, even though you're going 3% harder, it is actually lower. And then, markers of, for example, muscle damage, creatine kinase are greatly reduced. So even on these studies, we're reducing muscle damage markers by as much as 9%. We're reducing blood lactate concentrations by as much as 14%. And so, for an athlete, this really just allows you to perform at a higher level and recover faster. So you can basically, everybody gets to a plateau, and it really helps you push your body to the next level. It's not a magic pill, but if you can actually put out, more watts, run faster, recover faster, over time, that's going to keep adding on to itself. And so over the long haul, you're going to be able to make better gains, and have better performance by using this as a way, to push your body to that next level. And a lot of it has to do with being able to get enough oxygen and enough blood flow, to your muscles. I mean, without enough oxygen and blood flow to your muscles, that's going to be your limiting factor in a lot of cases.
Yeah, oxygen is, I mean, obviously key. But I from doing this Wim Hof breath work that I meditate with, that's where I really learned, oh my gosh, we never breathe. We walk around all day and you're always holding your breath or you're breathing short, and it's incredible that again creates more stress and more anxiety. But
You don't jump into the cold
that
water, do
is
you?
it's just really,
I'm afraid
oh
to
yeah, oh yeah,
do that.
so I do the cold showers every day. But it's funny how I got started with that. My wife was like, "Hey, let's go. This guy's doing this class at the reservoir." And I was like, "All right, let's go there." But with my athletic ego, I was like, "Oh, I'm an athlete. Like, I'm a cyclist. I can beat these old people, you know?" And next thing you know, I was like one of the first ones out, and they were in there for another 20 minutes. And it just completely shattered my mind of like, oh wow, I was so egotistic thinking that I knew something, when it's like, if you just follow the rules, do the basics, like, and slowly build, and it's amazing what the body can do and produce. And I mean, just even hearing this about the beats and how you've taken this what was kind of a small thing in a beat, 0.2%, and you've taken it and really blown it up, and now
And the interesting thing is, if you
is
just
extremely
eat
helpful to
beets, you
athletes.
can't absorb the beta lane. So if you eat beets, it's from beets, it's
That's the
made from
funny
beets, but
part
you can't get it
is,
from beets because in beets they're locked up and your body can't absorb the beta lanes.
that's so funny, because that's, I mean, hearing, oh, another beet product. I was so used, because I remember it was like, I don't know, maybe 5, 6 years ago, when, or maybe 7, when like I felt like the beets in cycling was super popular. So then everyone was eating beets like crazy in cycling. And that's so funny to hear that it's like, oh no, like, yeah, it's healthy for you, it's good for you, but it's not going to boost it like they were
Right,
thinking they
right.
were, like taking your supplement actually would.
So it's hard to change. So we
That's
have to do
so
a lot of
funny. That's
education
so
because
funny.
people have in
Oh.
their mind that you should consume beets because beets are high in nitrates and the nitrates turn into nitric oxide. But, this product is completely different from the aspect. It contains zero nitrates. And yet, it stimulates your body to make a very unique form of nitric oxide that's super stable and is, yeah, your body can create its
So your
own
body's
nitric
creating it
oxide. That's not a
itself
problem for your body.
rather than
And
you.
the nitrate, consuming nitrates is not a good way to produce nitric oxide, and it doesn't produce this stable, long-lasting form of nitric oxide that you really need for, endurance type activities.
Yeah, that's crazy. I love hearing all this, and just hearing what you do with, working with all these fresh foods and thinking of ways to get it to people in a simple, easy way. Because I've always thought, like, man, I wonder if in the future they'll have eventually a supplement where it's like, that's the you just need to take that supplement for your whole daily,
I
calorie,
doubt it.
everything,
I doubt
nutritional, everything.
it.
And just talking, I that's what I was gonna ask you, is like, if you
Yeah.
ever think that would be in the future, with what you're saying, I mean, just getting where you can pull out the absolute best source out of the food, and then give it to people, and just create these I don't know, super diets, I guess. You don't think that will ever happen?
I think
We'll get too
food
focused
and
on
nature
things and not want to.
and the nature of food is far too complex for that. So, what the other product that we just introduced, for example, is this immunity product. So we call it immunity. And it's another product that we developed and studied for a long time. But it's interesting because in immunity, there's 20 some different fruit and vegetable extracts that all have different antioxidants in them. And from our studies in our biological research lab, what we noticed is that, a lot of times people think more is better. So if you go down the dietary supplement aisle, you look at the labels, and maybe it's just the American way, but if 500 milligrams is good, the 1,000 milligrams must be better.
Yeah,
But
that's totally
what
us,
we've
man.
discovered
Totally us
over
as
and over and
Americans.
over again is that when it comes to plant phytonutrients, when we study this on people, as you increase, go back to blueberries, anthocyanins and blueberries, as you increase the dose over what you'd get like in 10 blueberries in that particular case, after that, there's no beneficial effect. Like more is not better. And in many cases, more is worse. So whatever beneficial effect we find when you eat the normal amount of phytochemicals that would be found in a fruit or vegetable, as soon as you exceed that, in a lot of cases, it actually has, a negative benefit. And so that so
Negative,
for
negative
example,
how? Well, what, in which way would you
if it's
see
a
it?
compound that's an antioxidant, antioxidants are great, but as soon as you take too much of an antioxidant, it actually turns into a pro-oxidant in your body. And it has a negative effect, and it actually increases the free radical level in your body. So finding the actual effective dose, we call it the minimum effective dose. Finding what the effective dose is what you want. Well, it turns out that in nature, the effective dose is pretty much what you'd get if you ate a serving of something. That's usually what it comes out to. And so, for example, with this immunity product, there's 28 different fruit and vegetable extracts in there. But also, if you look at the phytochemical profile, the number of phytochemicals in the product, it's well over 300 different plant antioxidants. Because each plant has a different antioxidant. So they're not the same, and they all have different actions in your body. And so the key is with your diet and eating healthy is to really eat a broad spectrum of different, I mean, we like to talk about plant-based, but a broad spectrum of different plant-based, fruit and vegetables. The broader, right? I mean, if spinach
Not
is
falling
good,
into
that
the
doesn't mean you
routine.
should only eat spinach. I mean, there's a lot of things spinach doesn't contain that you can get from, other plant materials because they're all unique and they're all complex. So back to your comment, is there a magic pill where you could, take your powder, mix it up every day and just drink that? I mean, yeah, you could do that. But I mean, the broader the spectrum of phytonutrients you can consume in your diet and, you need fiber, you need fat, you need so you really have to come at it with a holistic viewpoint.
And each person, I mean, each person's body though is going to be pretty different. So how do you kind of know? Do you have to go kind of do maybe blood work or something to kind of see? I don't know. Maybe I need more of this or less of that, or I'm like way overdoing it in this, or what's
Yeah,
I
I
guess a
mean,
good way for
everybody's
people to kind of
different. So
tell,
obviously, it's good to keep track of your blood work and make sure that all your, blood markers are in check. But from a diet standpoint, I mean, a rule of thumb is a heavily plant-based, wide variety diet, heavy in plant-based materials is going to be your healthiest option.
Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome. And so for everyone who wants to go pick up, immunity and Alt Red,
The best
where can
place
you
to
pick
get
it
it
up
is
right
at
now? Or can you pick it up? Can you get it on
sure.co,
the internet?
not .com, but .co. And it's also available at the feed. So either at, yeah, they're
Oh, awesome.
fantastic.
You
I
guys work
mean,
with
we
the
just
feed?
love working with the feed. They do such
Oh,
a
that's
great
cool.
job. But you can order it directly from our website or from the feed.
Oh, that's awesome. That's super cool. Well, Jeff, I'm super grateful for your time and allowing me to hear what you do and It honestly, it's so overwhelming for me to just hear, because it's so much that goes into it, that it's just, it's pretty amazing to hear. And I think everyone will love kind of hearing how complex the science is behind all this, because like you said, there's so much you don't know about. Like, oh, I could just eat beets and I'll be good. And like, yeah, they're healthy, they're gonna be good, but if you're trying to get that boost in performance, it's not going to do anything. And so I think this was really knowledgeable, especially for me. I'll always love it when, I get to ask questions that maybe sound dumb because I don't know anything about the
Hey,
subject, so it
thank
allows me to
you.
learn
Thanks for
about the
your time
subject. So
today.
thank you for
I
taking
enjoyed
your time.
talking to you.
Yeah, and if you're ever out in Utah, don't hesitate. Hit me up. I would love to take you out for a bike ride, man. I'm down in southern Utah, so the weather's always good out near Zion and everything. So if you're ever out here, just send me a message. It'd be so fun to link up and ride and just have you talk more about nutrition, because I'm definitely trying to dive more and be better in that direction. And just hearing you talk, I'm just like,
It's on
wow,
my bucket list to
I'm
get
a
to
tiny
Utah.
fish in a
I've never
big, big
biked in
pond.
Utah, and it's definitely on my bucket list. So
It's
I would love to do that sometime.
no.
Well,
Oh
Allie and
my.
John are getting
Do you
my
mountain bike
wife
at
and I
all?
into mountain biking. So we were out mountain biking with them the other day. So yeah, they're very hopeful.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Out at Pisgah? Nice. Well, Pisgah, out there in the Carolinas, the trails are pretty rooty. So you come out to Utah, it's literally smooth dirt, clay that feels like you're just on an awesome roller coaster. It's another world, like you're on Mars. So
Hey,
you keep riding with the
that'd be good.
Murphys.
We're doing a lot of gravel biking,
We should
so this
all
year
get
we're
together.
doing
That'd be
the
so fun.
Idaho Hot Springs gravel
That's
bike route, so that'll be fun.
awesome. What about I know the BWR is gonna head out to
I'm not going to do
out
that one,
there.
no.
Are you gonna be out? Are you gonna be doing that event as well? No? All right. But what about let's
I
see,
know.
that's the issue, is figuring out what events are even happening this year. Or what races are even happening? But yeah, no, that's
Yep,
super
we're
cool
coming over
to
to the dark
hear
side.
getting into the gravel and mountain scene. I love it. I love it. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Jeff. I hope you have a
Thanks,
great day,
TJ.
and really appreciate
All
your
right,
time
bye.
and this conversation.